This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit Thursday to Afghanistan, where he told Afghan leaders that while the United States will soon begin withdrawing its remaining troops, it remains committed to the country. Blinken said the partnership is changing, but it is enduring, as he met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and other officials. The visit came a day after U.S. President Joe Biden announced all U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan by September 11th of this year. We respect the decision and are adjusting our priorities, President Ghani said Thursday. On Twitter, he added that Afghanistan's security and defense forces are fully capable of defending its people and country, which they have been doing all along. Meanwhile, a Taliban spokesman said on Twitter, if the agreement is breached and foreign forces fail to exit our country, problems will certainly be compounded, and those who fail to comply will be held liable. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits tumbled last week to 576,000. It's a post-COVID low and a hopeful sign that layoffs are easing as the economy recovers from the pandemic recession. The U.S. Labor Department said Thursday that applications fell by 193,000 from a week earlier. Jobless claims are now down sharply from a peak of 900,000 in early January. And negotiations to bring the United States back into a landmark nuclear deal with Iran resumed Thursday in Vienna, amid signs of progress, but also under the shadow of an attack this week on Iran's main nuclear facility. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website at voanews.com.